It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Joining us on the line right now is Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Tucker, how we doing, buddy?
I'm doing better than you, Christian. Aren't you bummed out? You got another win on Sunday.
No, that's Andy. Andy's the one who doesn't want any more wins. I'm fine with wins. And
frickin' seventh.
Let's go ahead and start
wait,
there.
Wait. Hold on a second.
What?
I had that wrong. Andy, it's you?
Andy's the guy. Andy's the
this
one who wants
talent.
To be
talent. Yeah. Talent.
At two, Andy?
Yep.
I can't believe you. I thought you were like a football guy.
Yeah,
I
Andy.
Am. Whoa. What's that mean?
What that means is that you should realize that winning games is good. It's healthy for the culture. It's good for Gerard Mayo and the locker room and the team. It's good for the confidence of the roster. It's especially important for the young quarterback. And I can show you the draft every year that a lot of times the guy taking seventh is better than the guy taking third.
Is that true when Elliott Wolf does it? Because I have some doubts about Elliott Wolf, too, based on last year's draft. But also, the culture thing worries me because I'm not sure how many bodies on this football team are going to be on this team next year. There's going to be a lot of roster turnover in the next year or so between when this team stinks and becomes a winner. So I don't know how much value there is other than the quarterback. I'll acknowledge your quarterback. But I also think if you bring in winners, you bring in competitors, guys like Drake May, you'll have a winning culture, and he is leading a winning culture.
Didn't they already, although it's funny, I was about to name all the guys they paid this offseason, and two of them, Uche and Jabril, I'm pretty confident aren't going to be there next year.
Yep.
Uche definitely isn't. We'll see about Peppers.
So, and Okorafor was gone in week one.
That's
they
true.
Signed him to be a starting left
and
tackle,
he left and the team.
Got the hell out of Dodge.
So who else did they pay? Godshaw.
Yep, they tried to trade him at the deadline.
Yep.
Bourne, they tried to trade him at the deadline.
No
this week
him.
They benched him. He's a healthy scratch.
They gave Stevenson money.
Who'd you just say? The second guy?
Kendrick Bourne, veteran wide receiver. They tried hasn't gone well.
So that would be so to me, if I'm Mr. Kraft, like that would be very concerning. Very concerning that the front office identified these guys as part of the solution, and now this many of them either aren't there or they already traded or they tried to trade. The most important evaluation you can ever make is your own players.
Right.
You know, it is your own guys. And so that would be very, very concerning, I think it's fair to say, if I were the Patriots organization or a Patriots fan, that they might have missed on that many of their homegrown guys that they thought were longtime parts of the solution.
What do you think about that Bears game, Ross? Do you think it was more about the Patriots or more about the Bears, the way that one ended?
It's both. Obviously, I don't know. It's probably more about the Bears just because they're a disaster right now, if we're being honest. It's not like I was blown away with what the Patriots did. Offensively, they were okay. Defensively, obviously, they looked really good, but so is everybody going against the Bears the last couple weeks, I guess. I mean, I don't know if it's a compliment or a knock if the team fires the offensive coordinator after you play against them. It's like, man, you guys played so well.
Rock
they
bottom.
Fired the coordinator. Or is it like right. The coordinator's so bad, he only scored 3 points against the Patriots that were firing him?
I think it's the latter. I think it's yes. Yeah. Okay, this is rock bottom. We lost to the Patriots.
Nine sacks.
Time to panic. Someone's head's got to roll for this. We can't be losing. 9 sacks to the Patriots, yes. This is a Patriots team, Ross, as you know, that hasn't been producing a whole lot of pass rush. A lot of these quarterbacks finish the games. They don't have to wash their jerseys. Do you think that this could be something the Patriots build off of? There's a lot of bad teams in the league, as we've talked about with you, pretty much every week. Do they have a path here? Is there a chance for them to at least be competitive on the outskirts of this wild card race here?
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to get into the wild card race, but they are certainly showing that they are an improving team, which is really, really important. I mean, you want to get better over the course of the year, and despite what Andy will tell you, you want to have something to build on going into next year. If they can have a winning record in the second half of the season, it just, listen, like, winning begets more winning, right? And what's really crazy is you look back and you think about, like, the Seahawks overtime game or the Dolphins game or, obviously, you know, the Titans overtime game. This team could have, a winning record right now. I mean, they could certainly very easily could have won another game or two. I guess you could say they could have lost another game or two. So maybe yep. They're about where they should be. But looking forward, you know, I think a lot of these games are winnable. I mean, Rams, Dolphins, Colts, right? The next three. I don't look at any of those games and think, man, the Patriots have no shot in that one. Then you get to the Cardinals. They're pretty good. Cardinals, Bills, Chargers, Bills again. That's when it'll be get a little bit tougher. But they have a chance to win a couple more games here out of these next three.
Ross, one of the big storylines this week was apparently last week Drake May felt practice wasn't going well, so he addressed the offense and kind of...
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Elevated his leadership, and he admitted, you know, he was kind of questioning it and maybe fumbled some of his words. I'm wondering, from your perspective, you've been in huddles with young quarterbacks or meeting rooms with young quarterbacks. How important is that? That he not only feels the ability to do that, but the need to do it, and then goes out there and leads his team to victory a few days later?
Well, what you just said is the key. The fact that he and they backed it up with a win, that's what really matters, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, first of all, you know you're getting old when I look at Drake May and I'm like, gosh, he's just a kid. I can't believe I'm that old now. I can't believe I look at an NFL player and I'm like, oh my gosh, that kid could be my son. Like, yep. It's unbelievable. But I'll say this. I give him a lot of credit. I think I would be impressed that he even took the initiative, okay, to step up and try to say something. I think the players would be impressed by that. I mean, a lot of times rookies, they get in the huddle and they can barely even get the play out. And you're like, oh my gosh. You know, and you're like this kid. But the fact that
you got a name there? I don't mean to interrupt, but you got a name there. Anybody come to mind when you say something like that?
Yeah, one does for sure. I'm not going to give you the name. I feel like I've already, you could probably Google it. I feel like I've already bashed him enough over the years, probably. But it's especially the case when you're taking over for an established veteran, which is not really the case for Drake May, but it was the case for the guy I'm talking about who took over for Drew Bledsoe in Buffalo. So now I'm letting you guys know who it is, but now you have to do a little bit of research, like minimal research.
Took over for Bledsoe in Buffalo. Okay.
So that matters. Like that's important. I love the fact that Drake
JP Rossman.
I don't know who you're talking about. I like that he at least made that attempt, made that effort, right? And I think that says a lot about who he is, or just the confidence or swag, you know, that he has that he would do that. And then the fact that, like, the team backed it up or won after it, even if what he said made absolutely no sense, all those guys will remember now is, hey, he stepped up, and then we went out there and won.
We're talking to Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Ross, obviously you're calling these games each week. Outside, quarterbacks aside, who's your favorite player to watch in the NFL right now? Who's the guy when you see his team on a list for a game you have to call, you're like, hell yeah, I get to watch this guy?
Well, there's two. Well, I'll say this. You know, I do a lot of Philly stuff, so I watch every Eagles game. Mm-hmm. And Saquon Barkley is just – he does at least one thing every game where you're like, holy crap. You know, that is rare. Especially when you know he weighs over 230 pounds. He's like a special, special guy. But the two guys that if they're on, I'm watching – or if I'm watching Red Zone and they flip to that game, I'm like, yes, it's Josh Allen and Baker Mayfield. And I would say to a little bit of a lesser extent, Lamar Jackson. But Lamar, like, you're just so used to it at this point. Whereas Josh Allen, there's still enough of, like, the wild man in there. Like, Josh Allen will do some stuff where you're like, I can't believe he even tried to do that. Lamar's kind of gotten rid of that part of it, which is half the fun, right? Like, Josh Allen, he'll just try to jump over somebody or he'll run over like a linebacker. And then Baker Mayfield, they've lost four in a row. I've enjoyed watching every one of those games. I love that dude. Like, and the thing that's crazy about it is he is like the perfect quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Like, the Browns should try to trade for Baker Mayfield. I mean, it's just crazy that they had him. And I know he got injured. I know he wasn't playing that great. It's just a shame because he's like exactly kind of the punk QB, if you will, that city would rally behind. And they did at one point.
Ross, what are your thoughts on in-season firings? Obviously, we had the news today that Shane Waldron was fired by the Bears as the offensive coordinator. Do you think they work? Do you think it's smart? Do you think the coordinator firing works underneath a head coach who's already facing his own questions? Just sort of thoughts on in-season firings for bad teams.
Yeah, I always look at it like it's funny because I look at it like the head coach is putting everything right on squarely on their head when they do that.
Right.
Because you only do that, I feel like, if you know you're on the hot seat and you got to change things right now and try to turn it around to have any shot to be back the next year. Which is why I'm actually doing Raiders at the Dolphins Sunday. Oof. For CBS.
Okay.
I'm a little bit surprised that Antonio Pierce did that because he's only in year one.
Yep.
I guess I feel like I would have waited till the end of the year, and that would be if my sacrificial lamb to the media and the fan base to get another year, right? Be like, yeah, I know, it wasn't a good year, but we picked the wrong coordinator. We're firing this guy or that guy. When you do it in the middle of the season, if it doesn't work, well, then what do you do? Then what do you say after the season? So to me, I definitely would have done it if I were Eberflus because it's his only prayer in heck of keeping that job. I would not have done it if I were Antonio Pierce. I would have done, although you know what, the thing with Antonio is he'll be able to sell, hey, we just don't have a quarterback at all. Like, our quarterback stinks. Give me 1 year at least with a quarterback that gives me a shot. Let me draft a quarterback, which they'll probably do. Probably be Shedeur Sanders. And Deion will say, he's only going there if I'm the head coach, but Antonio can be my DC.
That sounds like that's probably what's going to happen, something like that. Or Dallas, I've also, you're hearing the rumors,
yeah, there's
about
rumblings.
That as well. A lot of rumblings there, too. That is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Ross, thanks so much.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.